Gailani is a senior al-Qaeda operative who was involved in the East Africa embassy bombings, and then he moves on to Pakistan, and then in the late 1990s he shows up in West Africa, in Liberia and Sierra Leone, to coordinate al-Qaeda's operation to buy as many diamonds as they can as they sought to take their money out of the financial structures that could be traced and put them into commodities that were much more difficult to trace. So he stayed in Liberia, Burkina Faso, Sierra Leone area for several months in just before and slightly after 9/11.
Gailani's arrest, how significant a blow was it to al-Qaeda's financial network?
It was a fairly significant blow because Gailani was well-versed in many different aspects of al-Qaeda's operations, from the logistical to the financial. It's not clear he actually handled a lot of money. He took the diamonds out of West Africa to Pakistan. It's not clear he was the actual money manager, but he was a top-level operative on several different levels of al-Qaeda, or several different cross-cutting branches of al-Qaeda, so his arrest was quite important.
He was arrested with two South African nationals. What has happened to them?
Well, they just showed up again and were just arrested shortly before Christmas in Guinea as they were trying to get back into Sierra Leone with passports that were falsified and false visas. So it's an interesting question as to whether al-Qaeda is still seeking ties in the diamond industry there or what exactly their purpose there was.
And they had been extradited from Pakistan to South Africa?
Yes, when Gailani was arrested, they were also arrested in the same house. One of them is a medical doctor named Feroz Ganji, who apparently was treating Gailani for an unknown or undetermined medical condition in Pakistan when Gailani was arrested. One of them had an explosive vest on. The other young man is only 18 years old, but they had spent considerable time in Pakistan and Afghanistan in the al-Qaeda training camps there. And they were extradited back to South Africa, and then after only 2 days, they were freed, and then a few months later, they showed up in West Africa.
So no evidence was found actually linking them to al-Qaeda?
Well, they've been very active in the camps, and they were with Gailani, which is a very closed circle of al-Qaeda people. So it seems to me, on the face of it, that there's substantial evidence. It's not clear to me why the South Africans refused to hold them any longer. Maybe there wasn't any material evidence to hold them in South Africa. But if you're hanging around with Gailani, who's a top al-Qaeda operative, and are alive and well and have been to the camps, it seems to me that there's prima facie evidence of your at least sympathy and that al-Qaeda trusts you.